From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. An Iraqi stronghold comes under attack. Kurdish fighters backed by U.S. airstrikes recaptured some areas around the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar from the Islamic State group after launching a new operation Thursday. Kurdish officials said their forces were in control of villages on either side of the town and had taken control of a key road on a major supply route between Islamic State-held Mosul to the east and the group's self-proclaimed capital to the west in Raqqa, Syria. The route, known as Highway 47, is used by the Islamic State to transport weapons, fighters, illicit oil, and other commodities that fund the militant group's operations, according to the U.S. Central Command. It says the U.S.-led coalition intends to increase pressure on Islamic State fighters and isolate their components from each other. About 7,500 fighters are taking part in the effort. In addition to retaking Sinjar, they want to establish a buffer zone in the area to protect civilians. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry begins a three-nation trip Thursday that includes a second round of talks on Syria's political future and the fight against Islamic State militants there. The meeting in Austria follows the initial talks in late October on the political turmoil in Syria. Russia recently denounced U.S. plans to send ground troops to Syria to fight ISIL, accusing the U.S. of creating a proxy war with Moscow. Before Kerry heads to Austria to address the Syria situation, he'll first stop in Tunisia, where he'll meet with officials for the second U.S.-Tunisian strategic dialogue. During an initial dialogue last April, officials discussed issues including the economy, partnerships, and security. This is VOA News. As Russia faces possible suspension from athletic competitions over doping, its president, Vladimir Putin, has pledged a full investigation. Russian officials are urging that only those found guilty be banned from next summer's Olympics in Brazil. Analysts say either way, the Olympics in Russia risk losing sponsors over the scandal. VOA's Daniel Sharp has more from Moscow.
Russian sports are being rocked by allegations of state-sponsored doping not seen since Soviet times. Russian President Vladimir Putin for the first time spoke out on the scandal, telling sports officials to give it their utmost attention.
Secondly, we must carry out our own internal investigation and to ensure the most open, I want to stress this, the most open professional cooperation with international anti-doping structures. Here in Russia, we must do all we can to get rid of this problem.
Putin's comments are a change in tone from initial responses, which dismissed charges by the World Anti-Doping Agency as groundless and a conspiracy against Russia. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Moscow.
Clashes briefly broke out Thursday between riot police and protesters in central Athens during the first general strike since that country's left-led government initially came to power in January. Youths broke away from a protest march by thousands as it passed outside Parliament and threw Molotov cocktails at police who responded with tear gas and stun grenades. Demonstrators scattered, but calm returned within the hour. Some 25,000 people participated in three separate demonstrations in central Athens, according to police, to protest a new round of bailout-related tax hikes and spending cuts. Another 10,000 marched without incident through the country's second-largest city of Thessaloniki. Tiny Slovenia has become the latest in a line of nations putting up barriers against the surge of asylum seekers seeking to reach Western Europe. Slovenian police said Thursday they've erected 5 kilometers of the fence in one day despite a border spat with neighboring Croatia. Slovenia insists it will not seal off entry, but the move shows European countries are increasingly acting on their own. Hungary's right-wing government has stopped all migrant traffic through its territory with more than 200 kilometers of fence on its borders with Serbia and Croatia. And further east, Bulgaria was the first in the region to fence off its border with Turkey. Greece has a short fence with Turkey as well, finding that a river was not enough of a deterrent. The EU is predicting that 3 million more people may try to enter Europe by 2017. And meanwhile, European Union leader Donald Tusk says saving Europe's Schengen passport-free travel zone is going to be a race against time after Germany, Sweden, and other nations have acted unilaterally.